Oh, wow. Hello. What are we going to call them? Little tapperinos, little tap dancers? Like, I don't know. What do you guys want to be called?
Tappers?
Little tappers, yeah. Well, I don't know, because I feel like if there's dudes listening, I don't want to call them like a little pumpkin spice latte because it makes me feel good, but I don't know, you know, a grown man calling another grown man a little falafel or something like that.
Yeah, like no grown man. I'm not going to be like, hey, Harry, I'm a tapperino.
I'm a little tap dancer.
Dude, I think tap dancing is kind of badass.
It is pretty crazy.
It's good music. It's a skill. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You got to be coordinated. It's kind of manly.
Actually, talking about tap dancing, I went to this gym this morning and there was this crackhead that decided to walk in. They just opened the garage a little bit and this crackhead snuck in and he was like tap dancing on the boxing ring in there. And I was like, what the fuck? And he was dribbling on himself. He looked like a good gentleman. Like he had loafers on. He had a good outfit. But he must have just had a monster evening. Like the craziest evening. I walk in and the trainer was like, oh, that's who you're sparring today. And I look at him. I was like, that guy's fucking crazy. Like he was throwing kicks. He was like stomping around. I don't know how he got in. And they were just like, look, we're going to leave him. Waiting for the cops to come. But he legit was like stomping, going crazy, like running around in circles, like even punching it. Like, it was wild. I've never seen anything like it. It was fucking crazy. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening to the podcast, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. We're top 50 trending on both of that, which is fucking
hell yeah.
Crazy.
That's a dope start. Two days in and we're in the top 50 trending.
That is wild. So thank you guys. Also, I have been reading all the reviews. I was reading the ones on Apple Podcasts this morning. There was one person that asked me to unblock them on TikTok. That won't be happening. You were a piece of shit.
Do you remember who the person was?
No, they just kept commenting like shit. And like, I just, because I always try and reply to early comments and I delete like bad ones if I see them because I'm like, oh, this is no space for negativity. If you want to write negative stuff, do it on your own page, not mine. Right. And they just kept coming back. And I was like, well, now you're being annoying. You know that I can see this and you're just being a loser. So I may as well just double down and like block you. So I'm not going to unblock you. You suck. And I'll probably block you on Twitter as well because I see your DMs, you little piece of shit.
One strike, you're out.
Yeah, you're legit. Yeah. But all the other reviews are really good. There was actually one guy on Facebook that, because I was really excited when I saw that we're top 50 trending. And I don't usually use my Facebook, but I always try and post on there because I know I have an audience over there. I want to keep them engaged. I want to keep my MILFs engaged over there. And this one guy said, top 50 isn't something to be proud of. It's not trending. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Like,
what are you talking about?
There's literally 600,000 podcasts. That's how many there are. 600,000.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I looked at his page. I was like, bro, I'd like to see you have a fucking interesting conversation. The dude probably like stares at a fucking blank wall half the day. Anyway, we're not starting off with negativity. All the other reviews were amazing. So if you want to leave an amazing review, I will read it.
Yeah, let's get top 10.
Yeah, top 10, please. We're going to write. Well, actually, we will do it because.
Man, that'd be fucking sick.
I know you guys are enjoying it because all the comments, all the story mentions, everything like that I've been watching, reading. It's been everything, but like it's just been positive, which has been awesome. Apart from my family members, they're a little bit pissed at me. But we don't need to go into that.
A few people may have said, Harry, iron your shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Well, now today I'm wearing a black shirt, so you can't see the creases.
Perfect.
Which is really good. But we do have a couple important things that we want to talk about. Speaking of people reviewing and everything like that, we've had so many people DM me about like why I've been sober for 71 days.
I've been meaning to ask you that too.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, look, here's the thing. When I'm drunk, I am an absolute disgrace. Like I'm legit, I'm not a horrible person, but I either go like stupid, silly, and like crazy. And like when I'm really fucked up is when I just completely mute and stop talking. I'm like sitting there in a club, like trying to figure out my bearings and what's going on. I went to Miami for New Year's and it was one of the biggest weeks of my entire life. Like we're on a boat, we're just getting fucked up every single day. And I kind of just, at that point, I like looked around at everyone that's in Miami and everyone that's like continuing to party and I go out. I was like, fuck, none of these people are going to be creating something substantial. And that's no shade to anyone who parties, you know, maybe it's your industry or whatever, but no one that's around me or no one that's going out every weekend and getting drunk day in, day out is creating something substantial or something impactful. And I'm like, well, my goal here is to like be a positive impact, create something substantial and create, you know, and put all my time and positive energy into creating cool products and businesses. So I just literally just sat down. I was like, fuck, maybe I'll just go till March without drinking. And now I'm like, there's no point. Like I've been out, I've been partying with my friends And I feel like I'm still fun, but my only issue is I just need to have a drink in my hand, whether it's water, whether it's
right.
soda or whatever. But yeah, apart from that, like I legit have no need to like drink. Like it seems, because I also get hung, like I'm an old man. As soon as I get hungover, like I'm out for 2 days. Like I'm like a zombie walking around the kitchen. My hair's all like fried everywhere and my brain's just like back on two brain cells. So I don't know. I think that's been like the biggest thing for me, is just like taking that step back and realizing that's not the person I want to be. Like partying is fun, but I'd rather just save it for like good occasions or something that's like worth it, you know? You've been sober for a minute, yeah?
I've been sober for a long time, like 7 years pretty much. I mean, I had a couple, really? Couple slips along the way, but 7 years, yeah.
That's a good run.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Yeah. It wasn't like horrible. I would just like, I couldn't drink without doing a bunch of cocaine and partying all night. And then
doesn't seem like the worst.
I just like it was just like I hit a fork in the road where I was like, I can party or I can like pursue my dreams. Yeah. And some people can do both at the same time. I'm just not capable of it. I'm a low functioning drunk. If I'm drinking, I'm just like everything in my life is just kind of degenerating and becoming shitty. But like when I'm sober, then I at least have a shot at like doing stuff. And then then it just, my life started getting better and emotionally I started like kind of like a healing or something.
Yeah.
Everything just became better. And I'm like, I'm just going to run with this.
Yeah, for sure. I've noticed that like being drunk all the time, like partying, continuing to be like a degenerate how I was. I legit was like so disconnected from myself. I wasn't feeling good. Look, if you love a cheeky wine on a Friday afternoon, we're not discouraging you or trying to pull you away from that. Enjoy. Just don't be like how I am or used to be, where I was like 4 nights a week out. We don't need to do that. That's not the Harry that you want to see. Like I was pretty naughty. I'm still naughty, but
I would love to see you drunk though, because you have no filter sober. So I'm like, if you're drunk, you just say anything.
It's terrible. Like my manager needs to like lock me away and be like, Harry, you gotta like break 100 NDAs. But also, I'm also doing it because I want to be like become like an absolute stallion. That's my
dude,
goal.
You've been getting
year.
Jacked lately. Since I've known you, you've gotten really like ripped.
Bro, I'm trying my best. My goal is to be on the cover of Men's Health, whether it's this year or next year. That's one of my goals, GQ and Men's Health.
Dude, that's what's up.
So I'm like, if I cut out alcohol, because it was also making me fat. Like I was just eating a whole bunch of shit food. And I was like going out to dinner at Boa, like dropping like 5K thing. And I was a man, stupid. Damn. But now I'm like, I'd rather like stay in my apartment, go swim. I'm starting to swim laps every night, which is bizarre. I feel like a fish, but it's fun. Like I feel good. I'm looking at myself and I'm starting to get like, okay, this is the person that I'm meant to be. It's exciting, bro. Like just making that switch and changing those healthy habits. Like I still eat shit on the weekend, but throughout the week, I'm like having my little pre-made meals, put them in the microwave. I don't have to cook. I don't have to do anything. Very relaxed, very relaxing lifestyle over here.
That's great.
But
no stress.
Yeah, no more stress.
I'm proud of you guys.
Hey, thank
you're
you.
You're both doing
How
good.
How are you going? Yeah. You good?
I'm good. I don't like the taste of alcohol. I'm not a...
You just love the coke.
Just go straight.
My weaknesses are junk food and women.
Yeah.
Alcohol never had an issue with.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I grew up with, you know, my parents are going to fucking be pissed, but whatever. they usually are. But
not the first time.
Yeah. I grew up, like, both my parents are alcoholics. And the one they'd always blame the other one. And now, mind you,
are they active alcoholics or like sober alcoholics? Because I'm a sober alcoholic. Like I'm still an alcoholic.
No, they're active as fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're doing their thing. But mind you, again, like my mom always gets upset about this stuff. I'm like, look, like we had a great upbringing. There's nothing wrong whatsoever. There's just that minor thing, like just them getting drunk and like bickering and stuff like that. And I also watched that, and I was like, look, like fuck. I don't want to go down that path and like thinking that my only way to relieve stress is like having a whole bottle of wine or a carton of beers. It's not who I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go for a walk and stuff like that. But they're great people, very successful. Did their thing. Sorry, Mom, I know you're going to be upset about that. But it's the truth. Anyway.
Dude, what's going on? You're on TMZ today or something? You got interviewed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a bit of drama that's going on. I got cornered by TMZ today. They always, it was really good. I was getting a coffee and they asked me for a couple comments on. So there's a bit of drama that's going on. I don't know if you've been on the internet in the past week.
Oh, yeah. I've been following.
Yeah.
because we do this podcast together, my YouTube algorithm is just like Harry this, Harry that. Yeah, like it's some like random fan video that has like 12 views that like is like, here's some photos from Harry's bedroom this morning that we took. Shit. And I'm like, oh wow. So I know everything that's going on in your life.
That's what we want to hear. But okay, also regardless, with this podcast, we want to talk about drama, what's going on the internet, our opinions on it. It's not the best opinion, and you shouldn't be using our opinion to form like some sort of feeling towards someone. Don't just have, we're here for a giggle, we're here for a laugh. So this drama's going on.
Not me. My opinion's whatever you tell it.
Yeah. he's supported by facts over here. Everything he says is 100% truth. But there's a bit of drama going on. The Hayley Francesca situation. Now, you guys don't know. Maybe you do. You definitely do.
No, I know.
Francesca is my wonderful ex-girlfriend. We kind of blew up on the show together. Everything happened. Now, Hayley's been her best friend. They won. They met. They were glued to their hips. They're like peas in a pod. They're great together. So they've had this beautiful relationship this whole entire time. Hayley's always been a bit nasty to me through the relationship, everything like that. But we're not here to get personal.
And she's the one who trashed you on TMZ. I know we're not here to get personal. Hey, she's the one who trashed you on TMZ.
We're completely unbiased, Abby. Okay. We're trying to be unbiased.
No, just the facts.
Just the facts. I'm just...
Yeah. Look, hey. So they go back and forth. So apparently what's happened is Hayley's upset. Francesca is a super spreader of COVID in Mexico. And they're going back and forth. It's crazy. Now, I've known about this for a little bit, but... the fight is considerably embarrassing because I was watching.
And you're in the middle of it.
Well, no, I'm trying. Well, obviously, because it's my ex, they want people want to like get my opinion on it and stuff like that. The last thing I want to do is like continue to talk about it and like drag on beef and stuff like that. But past like her last YouTube video, she's like trashing me, calling me broken, like ugly and all this shit and crazy. But I'm like, we're trying to move forward. But because this stuff's going on, people keep asking me questions. I've got answers. So apparently she went to Mexico. She got COVID 3 times and just like Hayley posted all these receipts with proof of just saying that, yo, you're a super spreader. You don't even care. Like have narcissistic tendencies.
Right.
All this shit.
Like, I was more offended that she didn't tip her wait staff than give him some COVID.
Here's the thing. So there's all these like claims. And obviously like if you're listening, we're not going to drag on about it, but go do some research, have a look at it. It's actually fucking crazy. Like it's nuts. There's all these claims. Now go over to Francesca's story. There's no evidence. Like she's just saying, this is how I feel. What I got from her story was she was more upset that she got exposed from her old best friend. Like that's how she was playing. She was playing like the victim. Like my best friend has said that I was bad in Mexico, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, well, we all needed to go to Mexico anyway because we were in Ottawa, where she's from originally. And we were in like 10 feet of snow. You can't expect me to like post bikini photos in the snow. And I'm like sitting there thinking, as a business owner, you know, the one of the most easiest things to do and probably like fraction of the cost of what she did is to hire a photographer in Mexico and someone who can coordinate a photo shoot. Like, is that crazy?
I doubt she knows any photographers though, so it might be hard.
It is hard for someone with like 4.5 million followers. Yeah.
I doubt any photographers that are
or like models would want to work for her for free.
Yeah, I doubt that.
That's crazy. All that stuff's going on. So I'm team Hayley on this one because there's evidence. So I don't know what's going to escalate from here or whatever's going on, but it seems pretty nuts. And like, I don't want to continue to talk about it because I don't want them to start coming for my neck.
Is it true they're going to have a boxing match?
I'm pretty sure. Imagine.
Pretty sure that's in the works right
now. How do you get COVID 3 times? I didn't even know that was possible. Good for her. It's a record.
I actually don't know. Yeah, it's probably Guinness World Record. Yeah. That's with the most amount of COVID and travel supposed. But I don't know. There was like a doctor. Like the craziest thing is like, there's just so much to unfold. Like if you have a spare hour, like sit down and like really get invested in it. Cause it is kind of funny. Like the girls are just going back and forth. And it shows. Neither of them have a publicist. The first thing when this happened and I got contacted by like TMZ and stuff, I text my publicist. I'm like, hey, what do I do? I really don't want to get in the middle of this bullshit. Like I'm trying to move forward. Like we're working on new shows, businesses, stuff like that. I don't want to keep getting dragged back by this little cat in the hat.
Yeah, because you're bigger than that. Like you want to expand beyond.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel a little vindicated though?
Nah.
No, the truth comes out. You don't give a fuck. You've already moved on emotionally. Right?
Yeah, no, I think it was good to have that closure to hear, you know, like what I knew, what was going on, especially in our relationship, was the truth. Like I've been told by many people. I got told by many people close to her, many people that were around when the stuff that was going on. Yeah, like again, I'm not going to sit here and drag her on my podcast, but if you look at my TikTok, there's a TikTok where I play a voice recording from her best friend. But it was good to just kind of hear that, have that closure. Like I obviously, it hurt a little bit because it was, you know, I finally knew like 110% that was going on. And like after all, like the months and like the year of like going back and forth and like her like yelling at me, like commenting on photos, like slandering me, telling like her group chats with her fans that I'm like this horrible person. It was good to be like, I was so like relieved and I was like, oh, I want to post this, but I'm like, nah, fuck it. Like it's done. It doesn't matter. It needs to be in the past. But then I post on TikTok because I'm a piece of shit. Hi, guys. Just quickly, I hope you're enjoying this episode. But if you are at home, I want you to be enjoying yourself a little bit more. And that's why we're coming straight in hot and heavy with our first ever sponsor. And what a fitting sponsor it is. It is Adam and Eve. Now, Adam and Eve has literally everything that you need to spice up your sex life. There's dildos, there's butt plugs, there's even handcuffs, anything you need to spice it up over there. Now, sometimes I've been in the bedroom with a girl and I may have disappointed her, maybe more times than not. And I've brought out a special little wand that has made the whole situation a lot better. So if you're a guy, if you're a lady, and you want to make sure that your partner's taken care of, there is literally science backed behind these vibrators to make your girl's toes curl. So all I'm saying, lads, if you're a little bit shy in the bedroom or if you don't know what you're doing, go on to adamandeve.com, use the code TAPIN for 50% off. You also get, or 50% off almost anything, and you also get free shipping. Go on there. Have a little look, grab yourself a couple of vibrators because your girl will be thanking you. And ladies, go on there and do yourself a little favor. Have a little shop around because these products are legit made to make you come. There's no other use for them. They're not going to sit there and massage your muscles or make you smarter. They're there to make you come. So let's go on there. Let's get squirting. Let's have a good time on adamandeve.com because there's no better way to spend your evening than having good sex or, most importantly, fucking yourself, riding a dildo till the cows come home. So go on adamandeve.com. And once you get over there and you're ready to hop on that dildo and ride it till the fucking cows come home, use the code TAPIN for 50% off almost anything on the website. But most importantly, free shipping. And it's discreet packaging. So you don't know, your parents won't know what's coming in. It could be a 10-inch dildo and they'll have no idea. So bring it in, ride that fucking thing until your fucking knees quiver. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's messy. And I kind of want to stay away from it because like I'm away filming a TV show and a commercial next week, which is good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is exciting. Well, by the time this is out, I'll be away, which is awesome. So I'm just trying to focus on what's good and what's going on. But speaking of what's good, my penis. I realized I never fully explained the boyfriend dick story. There's been like, I watched the show back the other day. It sounds terrible. It sounds like I'm saying I've got the tiniest cock in the entire world. I was sitting there, I'm like, this is actually the most whack explanation of what I was trying to get out because they obviously cut it down because I was rambling like a fucking idiot on the show. But now, lads, ladies, gentlemen, whoever's listening, I'm going to fully explain the boyfriend dick, how it came about. So when I was younger, well, not much younger, I was like 18, I was sleeping with this girl. She was great. Things were pretty serious. I thought, like, I was a piece of shit to her. Like, I was leading her on a little bit. But one day we finished having sex. And she was just like, oh, wow, you have a boyfriend dick. Like, it's legit something I feel like comfortable with. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? I'm going to use this on a sweatshirt. What did you just say? She's like, yeah, I feel like you have a boyfriend dick. I was like, I've never heard that before in my life. She's like, nah, I've never said it before. I just feel like that, you know, this is like my boyfriend. And I feel comfortable here. So I really thought about it. I pondered on it for a couple of years. And then I met my best friend, Christian. And I was like sitting there like talking about like, you know, penis sizes and shit like that. There was like a dude there like talking about how he's got like a fucking absolute like bowl of salami, like just this absolute bowl of meat, and it's sitting down there. And I was like, bro, like, it's just like a Rolex. Like, it's just a flex. Like, no one cares about a huge cock. Like, legitimately, you ask any woman, it's just a flex to tell her friends, yo, he had a massive pipe and he blew my back out for one night. So the issue with dudes with massive cocks now is that they're going to have sex one night. They're going to be sore the next day. They're walking funny. They've got the stanky leg, like they're crazy. They can't sit down properly. Their hips a little bit out of place. They might have arthritis, like their back's fucking slightly adjusted, shit like that. So that's the type of cock that is once a week penis, and it's just a flex to your friends. Dudes with that type, and look, sorry guys, I don't mean to body shame guys with fucking hammers. Sorry, Tiger.
I don't think you can body shame a guy with a hammer.
It's true. Yeah. It's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't affecting me.
Yeah. But so there's those dudes where it's just like legit just a flex for them to just talk about, or like for their friends to talk about it. Because one of the guys on the show, he'd always say to me, he's like, yeah, I've got to tell your best friend type of dick. I'm like, bro, no one's coming back. This is you're a one night stand. No one's coming back with me. With a guy with a boyfriend dick. So to explain, it's not too small. It's not too big. It's just perfect. And whether that fits your scale, wherever it is, you'll find your man. You'll be like, this is the perfect size penis. Because here's the thing. With a guy like me, we can fuck like 8 to 10 times a day if we're up for it. If the testosterone's high on that day. But we can fuck every single day for a week and you will not get sore. There might be a little bit of bruising. From a bit of rough play, but you will not get sore. With a dude with like a 10-inch fucking sword, that thing is gonna fucking ruin your insides. You're gonna like move around your lunch. We don't want to do that. We're here to sit you down and let you enjoy your evening. You can do backflips. You can spin around like a fucking Beyblade on this thing, and it's fine. With Mandingo, that's not happening. So there you go. There's the explanation on the boyfriend dick. I hope you got some clarity. If there is a dude out there with a fairly nice sized penis, let him know because it's a compliment. It's good. I just hate when girls like try and shame a guy for having an average sized cock. Like, look, we're trying to break that down. We can't change this shit. You can get fake titties, you can get a fake bum, but we can't inject. Actually, apparently Jay Alvarez did inject his penis to get it bigger.
Wow.
Which I need to do some research on. I need a little bit more girth.
You're going to see him in the comment section. What the fuck?
Yeah. Harry, why are you exposing me? So going on, like, we'll go down the rabbit hole of penises and balls. Because what's better than three guys talking about balls, cock and balls? I was thinking about, like, hygiene when you have, like, cheesy nuts. Have you ever felt like... How do you check if you have cheesy nuts? Surely you'd be able to smell it, right?
I feel it when it's like a long day and it's just kind of sweaty and moist down there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to wash up.
Yeah. See, the issue with that is I feel like when you know your BO is a little bit off, you can tell, like you can smell it, you can feel it. So there was this girl that I used to sleep with like ages ago, and I spoke about it in the shanty, but like the crazy thing is like, how do you not know when it smells like a fucking rotting fish market?
Maybe she can't do anything about it.
Or she's so used to it that she doesn't know it's there anymore, because it's kind of like you go into someone who owns a cat and their house smells like cat, but they don't know because they're around it 24/7.
Here's the thing. I remember when I used to finger her and I'd like hit her from the back and I'd be like holding her in like a headlock, but I'd try and like put my fingers up her nose like that. To try and like from behind, because like sometimes
let her know.
Cool, I'll be like this. I'll be like rubbing my fingers like around her top lip, like trying to give her like a Hitler stash with her fucking pussy juice. So I'm like sitting there, like hitting her from the back. I'm like, surely she's gonna know. Like, and here's the thing: like, I have a high tolerance for a lot of shit. But one time I was eating her out, and I legit dry reach. I was like, and she's like, what was that? I was like, no, I'm just talking to it. Don't worry about me down here. But like, I just couldn't say no. Like, I just had to keep going. Like, I was like, look, I'm on brand right now. I have to keep eating puss. whether it smells
the public knows that's what you're about.
Props to you, because I'd be out.
Yeah, that's what all my friends said. They're just like, there's no way you keep going. I'm like, bro, look, like, I have a reputation to fulfill.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah. I'm in the, like, no matter what it is. He's like, why don't you just eat her ass? I was like, I've done that. It's great. But she keeps flipping over. But anyway, so I went and bought a whole bunch of pussy pills because I was doing some research. And cranberry pills are really good for your vagina to, like, help what's going on down there. I personally eat a lot of pineapple and a lot of fruit. But there's also, like, this vagina complex. Ladies, if you're a little bit worried about what's going on down there, I would personally say go on Amazon, look up some cranberry pills because it might change everything. What are you going to say?
I dated a girl that would hand wash all her underwear with, like, super soft, like, she says, like, if you, like, wash it with all that, like, industrial chemical shit, it affects the pH balance.
No way. Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's
like hand wash everything with, like, very subtle soaps and stuff like that.
And was it good? Was it great?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, in high school, I heard about this girl with pussy deodorant. That's crazy. I was like, I don't know. The technology was back then. I was like, I don't know how a 17-year-old knows about this stuff. But when we were in high school.
Old Spice pussy deodorant.
Is that actually? No. I was like, no way. But she, apparently her pussy tastes like strawberries and always smelled like that. And unfortunately, she got a boyfriend. And that really pissed me off because I was like hearing about all these amazing stories about how it smells and tastes like strawberries. I've actually only had one girl that had that taste and it was like addicting. I was like a legit, like a fucking lion on a carcass, like down there, like, rah, rah, rah. You know, that locked in. Anyway,
the next product for the Naughty Possum line.
Yeah, is pussy deodorant.
Pussy deodorant. Oh my God. I'm buying two sticks.
No, I was kissing this girl not too long ago, well, a while ago, for my own safety for the girls that are currently seeing. a while ago.
One episode ago, you said you weren't seeing women for a while.
Oh, did I? Well, I didn't mean to. And then, you know, one thing leads to another late night.
The heart wants what it wants.
Exactly. So does the cock. But I was kissing this girl. And
nice.
That was great. Yeah, it was really good. That was it. That's the story. No, but she had her fucking eyes open. And that terrifies me. Imagine, like this girl was really hot. I was kissing her. And I slightly opened my eye one time. And I'm like, she's sitting there just like this. Like, eyes bright, like a fucking possum in headlights. And I was like, maybe she knows something that I don't know. So I got competitive. And I was like, is this a staring contest? So we're making out just staring at each other, which is the most weird and bizarre situation, like pre-sex I've ever had in my entire life. I personally think that that's the creepiest shit ever. When you're like getting in the mode and then they like have their eyes open, like staring at you like a newborn child. Have you ever had that happen?
Oh, I'm guilty of that. I space out sometimes and leave my eyes open.
No way.
Yeah. Are you serious? Guilty of it. And the girl, why are you saying? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was spaced out.
So you just like fully spaced out while you're making out with someone?
Yeah, I just open. I don't know. I coordinate better. I'm a good kisser though, but my eyes are open.
So you are in the bedroom making out, staring into their souls.
Yeah, it's all blurry when you're this close. You're not really seeing anything. It's just kind of blurry.
This is backfired. That terrifies me. I thought you guys would be like, yeah, fuck that. It's weird.
I typically close my eyes, but periodically I open them to make sure we're safe. Make sure no intruders are coming in the room. Keep watch, you know?
That's true. Yeah, I can imagine you like holding her head, like moving, panning the room like that. She'd be like, what the fuck's going on? This guy's kinky as fuck.
There's a lot of bad people out there and I'm ready to protect you. And if you're a lady out there, just know I'll keep you safe.
Hell yeah.
This is a really backfire.
Yeah, Harry, you're the weird one.
But it was actually legitimately one of the most bizarre things that I've ever seen. Because I was also like, what are you doing? And she was like, what do you mean? Like the thing with this girl is she's dead sober, but it feels like she's drunk. Like legit, like I'm not trying to trash her. Great person. So much fun we've had together. But like I'd walk in the hallway to go get my shoes and put my shoes on. And she's like, she'd walk and follow me and then like bump into me and like stare at me. I'm like, what's going on in your head? Like,
damn, dude, I'd feel like I'd get along with this girl because I'm a klutz. People are always like, you haven't drank in years.
Finally, you admit it.
This is it. This is your time. I'll get you to group chat with her. She's great. So of course we want to make it a regular thing where you guys are engaged and you talk about your love doctor issues and whatever's going on in confession corner things. Because obviously that was a big thing on my Instagram once the show was airing. I was trying to do as much of that as possible. But it is a little bit hard. to do it on there. So now we're bringing it into the podcast. And we also want to drop the podcast every Tuesday. If you guys are happy with that, let us know. Leave 5 stars. Send me some titty pics. Send Abby and Ari titty pics as well. They love that stuff. Or nut pics. They're good for that as well. I don't know. We're just wilding out over here.
Send us some poems.
Yeah. These guys are deep. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm a feminist.
Just say hi.
Yeah, just say hi. Just tap in. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that.
Yes. It works.
But yeah, so we want to bring the Love Doctor series and Confession Corner series over here while we're on the topic of people with, you know, terrible dating and issues that have gone on. We want to talk about you guys, what's going on. So Abby's, we've got a Google Doc.
Yeah, I got some questions for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I haven't seen these.
Okay, question one. I've run into a problem where I feel like everyone I have relationships with, I end up giving them too much of myself, my time, my effort, and they don't reciprocate back. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm never going to find a partner who's willing to put an equal amount of work and effort and I find myself just deciding to do things on my own as an independent person instead of relying on someone else because I've been let down so many times. What's your advice on that?
Fucking Harry Potter book. Shit, I didn't realize how big these
are. Yeah. First advice is, you know, be less wordy.
Yeah. you talk too much. No. I'm sorry. I know what upset you. Personally, I think the biggest issue that I've found is I wear my heart on my sleeve like all the time. And I'm a massive fucking simp. Like when it comes, like usually it used to be straight off the bat, but now I'm a piece of shit. So I just think that like, don't be a simp right away. Don't be like checking in all the time. Like, what are you doing? How's your day? What's going on? Can I bring you some food? That was my issue, is I was always be like, oh, are you a little bit off today? Let me bring you some pancakes. Let me bring you some food. Like I was overly available. And I think people get kind of like intimidated by that. So my biggest thing is don't worry. It's going to be fine. There's a perfect person out there for you. The universe has a plan for everyone. Just don't stress over these little fuckboys because sometimes their intentions aren't the same as yours. You have to focus on yourself. Just don't make yourself too available from day one because it can scare people off a little bit. You know, maybe trying to hang out every other week or every couple of days instead of I need to see you every single day. I need to see your DMs. I need to see you talking to you. Like, let's take a step back.
I also feel like she said, she gives so much and they don't reciprocate. That's not how giving works. You have to give and just for the sake of giving. You can't be entitled to, you can't be, that's not why you give to somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. That's also a good point. Yeah. You don't want to, go into a relationship or like, you don't buy a birthday present for the expecting them to give you one back on their birthday. Like you have to, understand that like, okay. Also I find that people have like they get used to shit. So if you're giving all the time, if you're like taking them to dinner, they get in a habit of like, okay, they're going to look after me. They're going to take care of this. So just, I don't know, maybe try and make it more equal. Don't be like a dick and be like, where the fuck's my cardio bracelet, you sausage? Don't do that, but just make it yourself like, wait till it's like a little bit more serious before you start like giving gifts and making it like, okay. And also like a little bit friendly competition's always fun as well in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, buy them a dildo on adamandeve.com.
Coupon code tap in.
50% off, free shipping.
Yeah, swipe up.
Recently, my fiance hasn't been able to control himself. I'm not exaggerating when I say this, but he will come literally 10 seconds when we have sex. And if I give him head, we can't have sex at all. So what do I do? Do I help him with this? Because I love giving head and I can't anymore. I don't even really get to have sex. So it's like something has got to give. He tried medications, wipes, lotions, toys, everything. And I don't know what else to do at this point.
No way.
Damn. Must be hot.
I was going to say try the lotions, but that didn't work.
Coming in hot with your fiance, like you're about to get married. Like that's okay. Also, like thank you for bringing that one in because we love talking about fucking over here. and busting quick nuts is something we will have in common. But okay, with that, that's crazy. I think for me personally, whenever I like feel like I'm about to be close to busting a quick nut, like I always stop myself. Like I always like it. I think the issue with that is I don't know if he's like a little bit like impatient or like wants to get it over and done with or like just only cares about himself. But I think maybe that's a conversation that he needs to have if he's listening. What up, brother? So about what's going on. We've all been there. I used to call myself half a second Harry. now I'm half a minute.
You called yourself that?
Yeah, yeah. Roast myself before my exes did.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
But I legit think that just don't be so selfish in that situation. If you're a dude and you can feel yourself about that bust quick, because understand, like, you know, okay, look, we'll throw this out there. What if you guys don't get married and you break up? You're in the group chat. All her friends know you bust a quick nut. No one's going to fuck you in your town. So let's take a step back. Let's think about the bigger picture here. But now also you want your wife to be very happy and very pleased with the situation that's going on. So I would, if I ever get close, like, I would stop making it about me, flip her the fuck over, pin her down, and make it all about you. Because the best thing that I do when I'm like having sex and I can feel that nut creeping on, I'm like, I have to take it out of my head. I'm like, okay, well, like, we're already having sex. Like, I've already ticked that one off the box. Like, it's fine. Now I just need to pull out, rip her to the edge of the bed and just eat her out until she fucking comes. Because no one's going to complain how quick you nut when you make them come. That's the craziest shit I've ever learned is, like, if you go down and go, you make her come, you put your dick in, you come in like 30 seconds, no one's complaining. She still nutted. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. You control that now. You control the narrative. So so when you start having sex, or if she starts to give you head, if she gives you head, sweet, and you nut, awesome. Just don't let that nut, like, distract you and, like, oh, okay, cool, like, it's done now, like, I want to go to bed. Just use that momentum right away. Like, as soon as I'm, like, if I ever get head and, like, I come from it, I use that momentum before I get, like, deflated, because, you know, you usually get, like, tired and you're like, oh, I don't really care anymore. Like, usually, like, you get that post-nut clarity, like, oh, whatever. I will legit, like, dive straight down. Like a fucking seal going in the water. Like, legit, I'll dive straight down and I'll, like, pin them down and I'll just start eating their pussies until, like, I'm hard again. And then round two, you're a fucking stallion. But also a good thing to do is have a Cialis. I don't know if, I'm not a doctor, don't prescribe it, but have you used one of them?
No.
Dick pills. Crazy. It's like me and my boys call it God cocking. Because you feel like a fucking god. Nice. Like, your dick is just like a fucking iron hammer. And it's just like, bang, like, it's always on standby no matter what. So if you're listening, pop one of those. Like, if you're not sweet, eat her out. You'll be hard again within, like, fucking 30 seconds. I don't have that issue anyway. Sometimes, like, I'll come and I'll just put it back in and keep going and come again. Mm-hmm. I know, it's fucking weird. I've only met one other dude that can do that. But it's usually, like, when I'm just way too into the girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, I could do it if I'm really into the girl.
Yeah,
same. But
yeah.
I think to reiterate what you said, that guy just needs to remember he has a job to do.
Yeah.
And it's his duty as a man and a fiance
to
finish you off.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't do that, then he's got to, like you said, go down on her for an hour, try again in 5 minutes. But he should not be happy going to sleep after nutting in 10 seconds and you going to bed unsatisfied.
But here's,
unless he's rich.
And we're not, we're not trying to fucking upset you or anything like that. We all do bust quick nuts. Even another good bit of advice is, if you're not a big fan of eating puss, just go down there. Fuck, that was very eating puss. Sorry. Just go, but buy a whole bunch of, like, vibrators and, like, sex toys and just sit there and work on it like a fucking surgeon. I love doing that shit. Like, sitting there just trying to, like, I'll just pull out, like, a whole array of them and be like, okay, I wonder what's going to work. And then seeing her get off and, like that working with her makes me happy. And even if you come quick, but you've done that and she's, like, fucking squirted all over your bed, happy days. You're both nutted. Go to bed. It keeps it interesting. It's not the normal, like, missionary, like, sex. Like, what's going on? That's the biscuits right there. That's the fun.
AdamandEve.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is obviously stupid, but my boyfriend has a social media presence. He's an artist, and he never posts anything about our relationship. Ugh. I see other guys constantly showing off their girlfriends online. I don't use social media myself, and I don't need to be seen like that, but I guess sometimes it makes me insecure. Is that stupid? Tuning in from Paris.
Oh, hi, Paris.
What's up, Paris?
Oui, oui, baguette. I know a bit of French myself. Okay. I personally, I understand where some people, I understand, like, that mentality, because I've been in that situation where I'm like, oh, why is she not proud of me? Why does she not want to show me off? But I also understand, like, the other side of it. Okay, if he's an artist, if he's got a big presence, he's also, like, has a brand that he has to keep on. Maybe, you know, he might have some followers that don't rock with you being a girl or whatever's going on. Like, I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but I also am saying you don't need to compare yourself to other people online. If the love is real, if you guys have that connection, mm-hmm. no matter what happens online, it shouldn't fucking matter. Like, it shouldn't be a thing. If you're posting him, tagging him in photos, and sweet, one-way street, don't worry about it. It shouldn't be eating you up alive. Social media isn't real life, so don't stress about that. It's not a fucking real thing. It shouldn't cause an issue in your relationship. Yeah, unless like he's like completely unfaithful, then I get it. Like, that's what I would do if I was in a situation where someone's unfaithful. I'd be like, well, fucking post me then. Like, I don't see, like, because that also like deters people. But
well, how long have they been together though? Too, it's like I'm not gonna post a girl who I've been dating for at least, you know, at least a few months, because like, what if it doesn't work out? Then you look like a crazy person.
Yeah, yeah, legit. Like, you don't want to, and that's the thing. Like, if he has a big social media presence, and this is something that I found. If I like, I get excited about when I'm dating someone. Like, I'm proud of them. Like, I'm proud of who they are as a person. And I always want to do what I can to like build them up and like have them, you know, whether that's like growing their platforms or like giving them more eyes to their business or whatever. But I've found that like, if it's super fresh and like the relationship's super new and I'm starting to post them and then it ends and then I'm with another girl and I post them, then people just think I'm a fucking slut. People are just thinking like I'm just whoring it out. And I'm like, okay, well, I just think that if it's still super fresh, just get that out of your head. It's not real. It's not real life. But speaking of shit that's not real life, again, speaking of, I just fucking hate these Instagram kids with the e-commerce fucking Bitcoin little fucking
oh
dicks.
My God, dude. I love that shit. I mean, it cracks me up.
See, here's the thing. I used to be that little fucking rat. That was like posting.
So you
like,
did e-commerce, right? Did you make money doing it?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's online business. There's fucking cheese in making a business in any aspect. There's so much fucking bread in it. But the annoying shit is because I used to be this little piece of shit. Is I'd be like, oh, I made $6,000 today. Little did they know I spent fucking like five of that or like fucking $5,999 of that on ads or like trying to market to make $6,000. So I would like flex that shit to like try and like sell a course or like whatever the fuck that was going on in my life. Fucking it just doesn't sit right with me now, because I know that when I was in that position and like I was making as much money as I was putting out, I wasn't like, I didn't have shit in my account. Like, I was just trying to do that to prove to people that I was smarter than them and that I was doing better than them. And that's what fucking, it doesn't sit right with me, like social media and stuff like that. That's why I've been like reluctant. Like, actually, no, here I am fucking posting Lamborghini. but like, I just, that shit doesn't sit right with me with like all these kids. Like, again, like if you're at home and you're like, COVID's like really fuck shit up for you, don't worry. Social media isn't real. Like, these people don't have type of money that they're putting out. Yeah, they may have like a cardio bracelet on, but that's probably like 80% of their bank account gone just to show a fucking image or some sort of like push a presence onto you to make you feel like they're better than you and that you should listen to what they're saying. Like, fucking look at Elon Musk. The dude's fucking vibing out. I don't see a fucking iced out AP on him. I've got friends who are worth like $15 billion. They hate watches. They like will give us their designer clothes. They're like, oh, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's whack. And also, designer clothes are fucking uncomfortable. They suck. Sorry if there's a designer company that wants me to work for you. This shit sucks.
It's true.
Yeah.
But just like to be clear, you do have a Lamborghini.
No. Oh, no. No, this guy was trying to sell it to me. He's like, oh, you want to take it for a couple of days? I'm like, sure. Okay. I call my manager. I was like, hey, can I get this thing? Please. And he's just like, Harry, you just got a fucking car. Like, you just put fucking take care of the wrap on your other car. He's like, you want to get another one? I'm like, I think it's a good idea. We're all about image.
It's an investment. It's an investment.
I was like, we need to do it. I was like, my fucking best friend's driving a Rolls Royce. I'm like, can I please like get this? He's like, let's just wait a little bit. You have to fucking pay taxes first. I'm like, oh, shit.
True.
Wait, yeah. I'm really curious, not to go back, but what did you sell online back? You said you used to do this thing. What, I'm just wondering, what did you do?
Yeah, so it's sell like shower heads and shit like that. No, but it's crazy. So like, obviously, and here, look, I'm probably going to absolutely fucking ruin all these e-commerce dudes' courses, but
do it.
You go on AliExpress.
Drop shipping.
Drop shipping. Find what's crazy on there. But also what I found that like, what I started doing better is we like created actual brands. Whereas like from the start, we were like just drop shipping like fucking anything, like shit that was trending and it was working. But now like there's too many people that are cracked onto that shit and know it's like a fucking tacky, like that they're getting overcharged for this shit. So yeah, if you're doing that stuff, like create a legitimate brand where your goal is to like help people, like give someone a good product and create a brand story. that's what we've figured out and like doing with the actual brands now.
Yeah. I attempted years ago, I attempted to do drop shipping with just pure bad intentions. I'm just like, I just want to make a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah.
So I found like celebrity socks on AliExpress and I spent like $600 on ads, sold like two pairs of socks. And I'm sick. Like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
This isn't for me.
Well, there's money in it. Like there's bread in it. Like people are out there making like $100,000, $200,000 a fucking day or like in a month. Like I've seen one of my friends make $500,000 in one day from a fucking makeup product.
Jesus.
Crazy shit, bro. Wow. Like it's legitimately wild, but it's also not fulfilling. Like it's good to get capital fast and like to go from there, but also like you have to think about like what is your impact? Like what are you trying to do? It's not fulfilling to be like cool, like just fucking made like a bunch of money and I put it on a fucking stupid Rolex and the Rolex isn't insured and I got robbed and now it's gone. Like it's just whatever. I'm getting angry. Fuck you.
Did you like, what got you into it? Were you like a Ty Lopez guy or something?
No. So I was like, bro, like I was legitimately like struggling for money. Like I had put all my money into my other like legitimately like branded businesses to like get them off the ground and I didn't want to go back to working for someone else. So I'm like, okay, how do I continue this? Like, how do I make my financial situation way better? And I just like started selling courses and like started like fucking drop shipping and like trying to work with other people and like make shit happen. Like it worked. Like it did work for me. But my main point is like just don't believe everything on social media because it's not 100% factual. Like it's not 100% true. Like these people putting their entire life savings into a fucking bracelet.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Like I don't wear my bracelet. Like I bought a whole bunch of jewelry when I... Like when me and one of my exes broke up like recently, I was gonna buy us each like love bracelets from Cartier. I went to Mexico. I'm like, fuck, I'll just get it for myself because I love myself. I remember sitting there with my card, and I was like, I don't even fucking wear jewelry. I didn't care about this shit. And I was like shaking. I was like, whatever, take it. And I wasn't worried about the sum of money. I was just worried about like, bro, I could have put that like $8,500 into marketing fucking the podcast or marketing my merch or making all like stocks or like Bitcoin or like doing some shit. Like it's just not valuable. It's just not worth it. Anyway, I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm an idiot. That's why I have like fucking 100 accountants like telling me like, you are not allowed to purchase this.
I follow a lot of like motivational pages on Instagram, you know, that just like post cool stuff. But I think these dropshipper guys advertise on those pages.
I
see these hilarious memes where it's like, fuck going to school. Don't go to school. Bro, do dropshipping.
I was that guy. I'd legit be like, pick up my phone and be like, what, like legit just like trash talk. Like, what are you guys doing today? I'm up at 6 a.m. working for my fucking self. Swipe up, join the club. Like shit, I was a piece of shit, bro.
What do I do if my best guy friends acts like he likes me? Everyone is convinced of it and constantly talk to me about it, but he claims unconvincingly that he doesn't like me and that we're good friends. He likes her.
It sounds like it's easy to see like what's going on when you're outside of the bubble and you can see what's going on inside. I think just maybe like pressing him a little bit too hard or like making it awkward where you're like, are you sure you don't like me? Or like you're trying to fish for that right answer. If he likes you, he'll put an effort. If he wants to be with you, he'll try. He'll tell you. So don't worry about it. Take a step back.
Oh, here's him a off. Juicy one.
Oh.
My boyfriend, I have to put the phone in front of my face. Otherwise, I'm just reading all these lady responses. I'm like, I love giving head. Someone can cut those clips out.
You just gave him the idea.
There's just all these videos. I love giving head and sucking dick.
I can't wait to clip that. All right, can we get that?
Clip? Story?
Yeah.
My boyfriend is cheating on me with my best friend.
Oh, fuck.
He doesn't know I know.
Oh, bitch.
What should I do?
You should... Oh. How the...
Break up with him?
No. That's too normal. that is... Okay. First off, you got a shitty boyfriend and a shitty best friend.
Yeah.
Like, you got to break up with both of them. That, like, there's no... You can't... Okay. Look. It's 2021. 2020 was a shit year. Let's leave the shit people in that year. That's what I've done. That's what you guys are doing. We're leaving shit people in 2020. That was a terrible year. Leave them there. They're the trash. They can go back. Fucking back to the future. See you later. You don't need that. Come on. If you're dating someone and they're piping your best friend or even fucking looking at your best friend in a type of way and your best friend's looking at a type of way back, fuck them. They're a piece of shit. It's not worth your time. You're going to get hurt. he's going to come on you and he's going to come on your friends. People are savages out here. They only care about themselves.
Yeah, so, dude.
Don't worry about that shit.
I don't even, like, if my friend's girlfriend follows me on Instagram, I won't even follow her back, even if I see her all the time. I'm good.
I get weird about that shit.
Yeah, like, same.
If I see one of my boys, and here's the thing, like, I know, like, me and my best friend, Christian, and, like, my other guys that are, like, in my circle, we're so chill with that shit. Like, we don't care about, like, how each other, like, because we know, like, we're solid.
Right.
But, like, other guys that I'm, like, friends with, I'll, like, never hug their girlfriends. I'll just be like, hey, and like, cause I get scared that I'm gonna do, like, I just don't wanna like interfere or like upset anyone. But like, I'll see him, like, give him a hug, like, dab him up, or like shake her hand.
Right.
But
right.
Oh, the weirdest shit, we had this friend, and we didn't know that it was like their religion or their culture. But I was like saying goodbye to him one time, cause we used to be neighbors, and I like gave him a hug. I was like, good to see you, brother. And I went to give his wife a hug, and I went like this, and she just shoved me in the chest. And I was like, because we had a great evening. I was like, hey, like, trying to say goodbye. She's like, we don't touch women here. And I'm like, shit, sorry. Get me out of here. I was like, no way. But apparently it was their religion.
Religion, Muslim or Jewish, probably.
Yeah, Muslim. Yeah. And I was just like, oh, well, I didn't mean to. And I said to him, I'm like, I'm so sorry if I disrespected you. I just didn't understand that. I guess it could have been like
I just give him a side hug.
Well, even then,
you're not allowed to touch them. You can't even shake their hands.
Yeah, you can't shake their hands. Yeah. It was legitimately crazy, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to like upset that to me. That was like bizarre because I'm quite like a friendly, especially like if I'm drunk, I'm like like try and hug you. But yeah, I couldn't imagine. It was just nuts. Anyway, so
what does this girl have to look forward to in the future? She dumps her friends, and is life good?
Well, I just think you have to keep your mind busy. You have to keep yourself busy. You have to keep toxic people the fuck away from you. Like, we're here to build our brands. We're here to build business. We're here to make bank. Like, that's
fuck yeah.
That's 2021. Like, hell, we don't want any more people that are gonna like drag us down. Like, that whole situation is, number one, gonna drain your fucking energy. It's gonna drain your fucking heart. Like, your whole brain is just gonna be thinking about that. You're just gonna be completely tired and like exhausted from putting only like your emotional energy into thinking about that and what's going on. Like, the best thing you can do is just be like, look, understand that it's not your fault, so you shouldn't hold any guilt. You shouldn't hold any hate in your heart. They're just fucking selfish and pieces of shit.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have anything to do with people like that. All you have to do is be like, cool, draw a line in the sand. They're over there. That's where the guilt is. That's where the people who made the mistake are. You're over here. You're living life. You need to focus on your path. And the best thing you can do is continue to stay happy and like try and be positive, or make yourself feel positive, or just like, just fake it. That's the best thing that I've ever done, is like, even if I'm online, like, I'll just be like, fake that I'm happy, and then it makes me feel better, because I don't want to sit there and pretend and like feel sad, because then I'm going to double down and feel even more sad. Whereas if I'm pretending to be happy, it's like going to try and bring up my own mood, and people around me are going to be like, oh shit, like, you know what, this is a good person, like, we want to stay around them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, if someone is hooking up with your boyfriend, that's not your best friend.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't matter if you think she is, she's not. Yeah, your best friend doesn't do that.
Yeah, these two people need to do fucked up shit to navigate life, and you just accept that and move on. And if you feel like that's your whole world, start writing gratitude lists. Start writing things in your life that you're grateful for, because it might just feel like, what's the point of fucking living if my whole world's around me?
Yeah.
And then just, you have to look forward to the future, because eventually there will be a day where you will look back on it and you will be completely unaffected emotionally, and you go, oh, I don't give a fuck.
Facts. Yeah, that's lit. That's a good point. Well, on that positive little note, thank you so much for tuning in on episode 3. Thank you so much for tapping in. Again, if you did enjoy this episode, please rate us 5 stars, leave a nice little review, and comment, DM us, let us know what you want to hear more of, what you want to see more of. We have some really fucking exciting guests coming on. I think the Tana episode is going to drop next week, yeah?
Yeah, we'll figure this out.
I think Tana episode will be number 4, but we have some really crazy guests coming on, some really cool people. So people want to talk about like trans lives and stuff like that, which is really interesting topic, because I don't know a lot about it and I would love to learn. There's some business people going to come on. I want to get one of my friends on, Luca, who's a dude who did $500,000 in a day. I'd love to hear about, you know, his story, his come up, because he's got some really good advice. And then hopefully we can get Big Mike on, a few other internet celebrities, and maybe an ex-girlfriend or two. but thank you so much for tapping in. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, send some titty pics, leave us a nice review, and I'll love you the most. Thank you so much.